At their November 7th regular meeting, the Pocahontas County Commissioners heard Commission Counsel Bob Martin present new rules and regulations for the hotel occupancy tax. Martin had discovered that the current ordinance did not establish procedures for enforcement or penalties, such as fines for people not complying with the tax. Therefore, Martin drafted up an order establishing rules, regulations, and administrative procedures for the hotel occupancy tax. This order makes it clear that it is not just hotels, motels, B&Bs, and boarding houses that need to pay the tax, but every homeowner who rents out three or more rooms for any length of time, or who rents out even just one room for more than 10 days in any calendar year, is also subject to collecting the 6% tax from the renter and paying it to the county. This would seem to apply also to parents whose adult children live at home and pay their parents for room and board. The commissioners voted to adopt this order and assigned the sheriff the authority and duty to enforce it. The order sets forth several fines for failure to comply with the tax. These include a late monthly filing fine of $15 and a late payment fine of $15. It also empowers the sheriff with the right to conduct an audit of the taxpayer's financial records and sets forth that if the audit finds that the taxpayer is in violation of the occupancy tax statute, that they must also reimburse the county the cost of conducting the audit, and if they do not do so, are subject to an additional $500 fine. If they do not produce their financial records for the auditor, there is an additional fine of $100 per day until they do produce those records. The commissioners were also presented with proposed new floodplain permit fees, which will require homeowners, businesses, and industries to pay a fee to obtain a floodplain permit, which heretofore has been free. The fee ranges from $50 to $1,000 or more, depending on the value of the structure being built. The commission decided that since they are the appellate body for anyone contesting such a fee, they should not be the ones to approve it, instead leaving that up to the floodplain coordinator. In other actions, the commissioners heard from Tammy O'Dell of the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, which is a federally funded program that recruits senior citizens to do volunteer work, and they are expanding this program into Pocahontas County. The commissioners appointed a committee to look into a comprehensive towing ordinance and an emergency rotational towing ordinance. This committee is composed of four volunteer representatives from area towing companies, one member from the Sheriff's Department, County Commissioner David McLaughlin, and Mike O'Brien from the 911 Center. The commission awarded contributions to the following requesting nonprofit organizations: the Family Refuge Center in the amount of $5,000, and the Child and Youth Advocacy, also in the amount of $5,000. They approved the hiring of William Zachary Graham as a full-time GIS mapper / deputy assessor at a salary of $2,200 per month plus benefits. The commissioners also extended the lease with the West Virginia Division of Forestry to use space in the former shoe factory building, redesignated the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation as the lead economic development organization for the county, appointed Bob Mangini as a public service district board member, and signed an agreement for hay at the East Fork Industrial Park. They went into an executive session to discuss a personnel matter at the Day Report Center, but did not take any action on this. They adjourned following the payment of invoices. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.